Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I write a weekly column for Cracked called The People vs. Adam Todd Brown, and I use that column to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then I come on this show to defend those opinions. Joining me today, he's an editor and columnist at Cracked who just moved to LA recently, and now, just a few short months later, you can see him doing stand-up for the first time at the Unpopular Opinion Live Show, March 17th. Can an eating disorder be far behind? Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Ryman. Also joining me, she's one of the funniest people on Twitter right now. And if you aren't following her, I don't know, you should start, I guess. She'll also be at the Unpopular Opinion Live Show on March 17th, so damn if you shouldn't come out and see all that. Ladies and gentlemen, Sophia Benoit. It's going to be a great show. Way to have things set up, Brett.
The dead spider is finally not on the
spot. I moved the dead spider last week, yeah.
Did you just move it to a different microphone stand?
I didn't even use a tissue or a paper towel. I just used my hand.
Oh god, that's awful.
Yeah, that's the worst thing. My girlfriend killed a live spider with her bare hand in the car last time she was here, and I'm never breaking up with her now.
I kicked the clock out of my car getting away from a spider. No more clock.
That's like a 7-car pileup right there. If you're like driving down the interstate and a spider just like drops in your face, like, hey, what's up? What's up, guy?
Yeah, there was an episode of Investigation Discovery where a guy was desperately trying to kill his wife. And at one point, he put rats in the center console of her car. So when she was driving, she just like went to get some fucking lip balm and rats. She lived
just rats.
Through that. He got her the next time, though. God, that's a depressing channel. Sophia Benoit, you're here. This is your first time on the show.
It is.
How exciting.
It is. It's very exciting. I'm awake. I'm alive. I'm here.
We're all awake. No one stayed up.
This is super high energy room.
Tom and I were just talking. I went to sleep at 9 p.m. last night.
Yeah. Were you super drunk, though?
Yes.
Yeah. I amazingly did not drink all day yesterday during the Super Bowl.
Same. I was at work, so.
Thank you. Thank you. And Tom, I suspect, didn't even watch it.
No, I didn't. I was working.
Do you watch sports, or you just didn't?
Yeah. When I'm with other people who are watching it, it's not like something that I...
Hit it, Brett. You know, the hardest part of the show for me is the first few minutes. Because I spend a lot of time asking everyone else what's going on in their life. When all I really want to do is talk about what I've been up to since last week. And I barely want to talk about that right now. I want to talk about the Super Bowl, but we won't. Anyway, segment's called This Week and Me.
We can.
Yeah, we can. We probably will. A little bit.
Sure, it'll come up.
Okay, we can fade it out now. Sophia, have you ever listened to this podcast?
Yes, I was fully prepared for you.
You were ready for that?
Yes.
God damn it.
Thank you for listening, though. That's very nice. Yeah. Nobody does.
I would have.
Including many.
I don't think. Cracked
employees.
Most regular guests, no one who works at Cracked.
I just had no idea you even had a podcast.
Yeah. I barely do.
I thought the first time I did this, I thought we were just taping this for you, like you were going to go home and listen.
Well,
to this
I live
later.
In this room,
right?
So I do this as a way to get people to come
this
visit.
This table
me.
Folds out into a bed deceptively. You wouldn't know to look at it.
Well, it folds out in that if you lay on
into a larger table,
it's a bed. Yeah. And if you're just sitting at it, it's a table. Hey, so my column this week is going to be kind of fucking depressing. It is about reasons why Craigslist is the scariest site on the internet. Because holy shit, Craigslist is the scariest site on the internet. Oh yeah, I forgot. Brett is, at some point during this episode, we are going to be joined by...
Abe Epperson
and or Brendan Carter from the video team. Because they are editing a video and it's going to be done like in the middle of the recording. And I was like, oh, can you just wait till 11:30 and get it? And they were like, no, we have to get it to the effects guy. He's got 20 days until South by Southwest. Okay, so I don't want it to be 20 days and 30 minutes, obviously.
No,
so we have to let them in halfway through. And instead of stopping, we're just going to kind of heckle them while they do it.
Okay.
So everyone be ready for that. Sophia, you don't even know them, so say whatever the fuck you want.
No, I'm going
to... Oh, they're going to be working.
Go right
no,
for...
No, they're exporting the video.
Oh, okay.
If you
right
can
now,
get a sense for whatever computer. Their weakness is the minute they walk in the room, just hit them there.
Do either of them have parents that are still in their lives?
Yeah, because that's usually a weakness if you do.
Like we only, fathers?
We only record this podcast at the same exact time every week.
Yeah, like, yeah.
They were like, we didn't know you were going to do this.
Yeah. It must be such a surprise when we show up here at 10:30 every Monday every morning.
Yeah, every time I walk in on Monday morning, someone's like, what are you doing here? Adam's podcast? He's still doing that?
Yeah, a lot of support behind my podcast. It cracked.
Yeah. So many people just thought you would have just completely given it up by now. That's too much work.
I have given it up. Okay, let's talk about Craigslist. The crime everyone knows is like guy lures person to his place either for like sex stuff or money and then to sell something.
Yeah, and then it's like surprise, it's murder.
Kills him.
Yeah, I was really looking for somebody to kill.
Yeah, and when I started researching this, I thought that's all I was going to run into was just an endless array of brutal murders. And I did. There were tons. But there was also some quirky stuff. Like the guy who hired 10 day laborers and asked them all to show up at a Bank of America dressed exactly the same.
That's the best story.
And then used that as his getaway to rob an armored truck.
That's like the Thomas Crown Affair.
Is that the movie?
Right? Didn't he get like a bunch of people that just looked just like him? Like we're all dressed the same, and that's how he got out with the painting.
I remember Rene Russo was just very sensual in that movie.
That could be.
She was. Right?
It seems
it's also
like
similar to The Town with Ben Affleck, where they all like dress up as cops, and they have a bunch of cops in the area, and so then they leave.
It took him 8 months to plan this. Like there had to be a movie,
and then he got all the guys that morning in front of a Home Depot.
Yeah, and then, but his getaway was to jump in a river.
Yeah,
but his story is so sad. He was like a high school like quarterback, and then college football player that married his high school sweetheart, and then things went south, and he's like, gotta make that money back. He's on the way.
He actually had a painkiller addiction from a football injury, and that's like what sent him, and he was an alcoholic.
And he got in an inner tube. That's my favorite part of this
that's
story.
That's the best part. I feel like maybe I didn't send the right link this morning to this story. He planned this for 8 months. He ordered everyone to wear the same thing, and then he showed up wearing a tearaway Velcro version of that same outfit.
Oh my God.
And when this armored truck pulls up in front of U.S. Bank, he pepper sprays the guard and takes one of the bags with $400,000 in it.
That's a lot of money.
And runs away, pulls his fucking tearaway uniform off like he's coming off the bench at an NBA game.
Yeah.
Gets in a fucking inner tube and gets away. The link I sent last night made it seem like, he jumped in a river and got caught. He got caught after spending like 3 days in Vegas spending $150,000 that he stole in the most movie-worthy way possible. Thank you, Craigslist.
See, that kind of makes me feel less bad for him.
Because
it's like, he's like, well, I'm down, this baby's on the way, I gotta, make that money somehow. But no, the first thing he does is he spends a quarter of the money in Vegas.
Yeah.
His wife has like a heartbreaking quote at the end, though, where she's like, he was going to either end up in prison or dead, and I'm glad he ended up behind bars instead of in a coffin. And like, what kind of quote is that?
The quote is, the path of destruction Anthony was on had only two destinations, prison or death. I'm so grateful, especially for the sake of his daughters, that his new home is in a cell, not a coffin.
He's like, she's like, she was so ready for that. She was so fucking ready for that.
She was prepared.
That's like how a novelist speaks.
Yeah, I was about to say that's literature that she wrote there. Like she had this shit planned out.
And this guy now, I believe I read, is like working as a motivational speaker. So he had a good station in life. Going in, because you don't come out of prison and get accepted into that community.
Isn't that Wolf of Wall Street?
Is it? Yeah. Well, yeah. See?
Like, sorry if I ruined that for everyone, but get out of prison, get a good book deal.
No one watches Wolf of Wall Street all the way to that part.
You just stop when Margot Robbie or Robbie.
You stop when people stop doing coke.
And put on their clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've still never seen the second half of Boogie Nights.
So you've never seen Mark Wahlberg's dick?
No.
Well, he has, just not from that movie.
Yeah, so you've never seen his fake one.
Yeah, like on the way in the building this morning.
Yeah, I just know they go to that New Year's party because it's turning 1980 and William H. Macy's just having a really good time at that party.
Isn't that like
I stopped watching it
Lisa Kudrow thing where her mom never let her finish Titanic or something like that in Friends?
Yeah, there was some joke about that.
Yeah, what the fuck? What are you talking about, Sophia?
I'm saying on Friends. She doesn't watch the sad end of a movie or something.
Yeah, it was there was I can't remember. Like, I can't remember.
Old
I remember
Yeller
the episode
or something.
It, yeah, it was,
I've never seen
so
Friends.
So it's a different movie. I thought you meant.
Yeah,
Titanic.
I don't know what movie it was.
It was some like famously depressing.
I've never
movie.
Seen it, but
you never seen Friends once.
No,
it's good. That's amazing. Well, you're really young though.
No, but everyone else my age has. Yeah. I just don't have friends. It's just I don't identify with that narrative.
That's difficult to avoid like that. You really.
I've. Really bunkered
you,
down.
You committed to that, to not watching that
yeah,
show.
Yeah, I have no idea what Steve Miller looks like. And I'm committed to not know. Don't you Google it. Don't you Google it, Brad.
I had to do that for Van Morrison the other day.
Don't Google it.
I didn't know he was Irish.
Me and Vanessa Gritton, it's set in stone. We're never going to know what Steve Miller looks like.
You're going to get so many emails from you with Steve Miller's face.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Watch yourself.
Yeah, because I'll really open your email attachments.
Somebody's going to tweet it at you is what's going to happen.
Probably.
And then you're going to accidentally look at it.
Yeah.
All day long.
No.
Just Steve Miller pictures
Damn
on
it.
My timeline.
My new app
I hope
is
people
be
send
Steve
me.
Miller.
Well, if that happens, all I ask is that several people follow it up with fake Steve Miller pictures.
Right.
So I'm still not really sure.
I have a friend named Steve Miller. I'll just send you tons of his pictures.
That works.
Like somebody sends you a picture of Joe Don Baker.
I'll hire a Steve Miller impersonator on Craigslist.
You could probably do it.
I bet I could.
I'm amazed that
and
like
if anyone showed up, I'd be like, "Oh, that's what Steve Miller looks like."
Out of okay. every story that you sent us to read last night, only one of them was flagged for removal by Craigslist, and that was the one where the dude was trying to sell a baby.
Yeah, yeah, that's the only one that got taken.
Like, there are like some of the other ones are just there's not even any like subterfuge about it. They're just straight up, we want to do this so that I can murder you or something. You know, there's they're just like not even hiding what they're doing. And then Craigslist,
I'm
like,
gonna be
that's fine. That's probably fine.
I'm gonna be completely honest. If someone's selling a baby. It's probably in the baby's best interest to be somewhere else.
Right. That baby needs to be
I know that's
out of
a
that
bad
house.
Way to go about it, but...
Yeah, that's not a safe
get that baby into
that
a better
baby.
Household. I mean, don't...
I feel like this will be so awkward for just years to come. Oh, man. Remember that time you tried to sell me for $100?
Yeah.
$100. That's like such a low ball thing for a baby.
Yeah, that is a really low number.
Like, he had something specific that he wanted
to
buy.
I feel like the kid would have sold if he'd priced it higher.
Probably.
Because people are probably just like, what's wrong with that kid?
Yeah.
$100? Come on.
Is he broken?
Yeah.
Is he missing a foot?
Like, you can give babies away for free, or you can sell them for a lot of money, but $100 is a weird...
No, yeah, he had something very specific that he wanted to buy. He was like, I need $100.
Probably.
You can give babies away for free?
Baby.
You yeah, can just, like, you, drop them off at places.
Yeah.
Do you get a tax-deductible receipt?
Yeah.
Like if you're donating a
you're
car
right, like
to
when
charity.
You, when you donate a
yeah,
car
you get
the
write-off
Foundation.
Whatever it would have cost you to raise them for the entire
yeah.
18 years. That's why people do it. Great tax breaks and abandoning your kids.
Just leave babies on doorsteps.
Get to live out your dreams.
That would be great.
All good things happen.
That would be great if somebody was leaving a baby on somebody's doorstep and then knocked on the door. It's like, can I get you to fill out this, this receipt for me so I can...
You're going to keep it, right?
I need this for my records.
So, yeah, this guy did not completely get away, but he kind of got away. And that's cool. I like when crimes work out and nobody dies. Aside from the guard who got pepper sprayed, this is kind of a victimless thing.
Right. Well, those poor dudes who thought they were going to get a day's work, they're just standing around being accessories.
I wonder if the conversation between them, what that was like, where all of them show up dressed the same, they're like, what? Wait. I answer the Craigslist ad. Like,
and then he just shows up like, watch this.
Also, he only got half the money, which means he was originally going in for like $800,000, which is
yeah.
a ton of money.
Yeah, he dropped
$400,000.
He dropped
one
of the bags. I
oh,
imagine
wow.
carrying 800 grand is heavy.
It's probably super
especially
heavy.
Especially when you're planning.
When you're inflating a commute vehicle.
Did he stop and blow tube? Up the inner tube? Because that scene is something I want to watch more than anything. You like
frantically blowing up the inner tube.
He had a hairdryer stashed. The only way he got caught is he did like a test run and stashed his gear in a trash can and a homeless guy saw him. So when he came back to get his shit, the homeless guy reported his...
What a shitty homeless guy.
I was
I
just
going
to say,
yeah,
dude, come
why
on.
Wouldn't you have been
you
like,
son of a bitch.
Dude, I saw you.
Yeah.
You have $400,000.
Yeah.
I have zero.
Yeah. How about we work,
maybe we
something,
can work something out?
And then this guy... kills him.
Right.
And then
pepper
hops in his inner
death.
Tube and lives
starts
in Vegas
life.
Forever.
Yeah. Just never comes back.
And still a victim.
But yeah,
crime.
Why would you dime that guy
homeless.
Out? He's
just joking, everybody.
He's ripping off the same system that made you homeless. Was he
actually,
expecting
that's kind
a,
of a beautiful
a
story.
Reward? Or?
You know, this homeless man's like, I'm going to stand up for what the right thing to do is.
Yeah. I mean, it totally wasn't right for his station in life.
No. I'm sure he's probably...
But it was still like homeless. From a moral standpoint. I guess it was cool.
$400,000 in one of those, that's like a suitcase full of books. Like, that's going to be really heavy.
And it wasn't like all in weird denominations that we don't know exist, like $5,000 bills.
Right.
He was delivering it to a bank. So it was like, probably there's change in there, I bet.
Yeah.
I hope it was quarters.
Some bunch of quarters.
$400,000 in quarters.
Seriously, how weird is it, though, to see a guy just floating in an inner tube?
Just down
like, just by himself. Like, whether you have a duffel bag or not, I mean, that's weirder with a duffel bag, but if I saw someone just floating in an inner tube alone, I would call the police.
Right, yeah.
I'd be like, this is probably some weird drunk pervert.
Yeah.
Maybe he set it up at one of those places on the East Coast where you can go in an inner tube and, like, get a hot dog and stuff, and people go drinking.
Lazy River.
Yeah, people do these lazy river things, like in the Delaware River.
They do that in Missouri summer. A lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What a great way to get away with a crime.
Yeah.
Just casually float down.
That's all he needs to complete the disguise as a hot dog.
How Spuds McKenzie would rob a bank. No Spuds McKenzie?
No,
we got it.
I
got it. I just
laughed. Like, what did you want me to do? Like,
do you have to laugh when you upon hearing the name Spuds McKenzie? I think it's worn off.
That dog was adorable. Dead now.
Oh, he's super dead.
Dead. So dead?
There are people.
I bet he died like 3 years later.
Yeah. I was about to say, there are people that were born after Spuds McKenzie was a thing that have lived their lives and died now. So that dog is super dead.
That's it.
Yeah.
You can't get much more dead than that dog.
Did you watch that Nationwide commercial yesterday?
I keep hearing about it, but I haven't seen it.
You know, I didn't actually see it either. I was tweeting about something else, and I was like intently composing that tweet. Missed it.
Yeah, every time I tweeted yesterday, I ended up missing the subject of what I was tweeting about.
It only happened to me once because I'm really good at it. And I come up with my jokes fast. But Sophia, but you were so funny yesterday during the Super Bowl.
Oh, thank you. I didn't watch. I just tweeted. I live tweeted it without watching. And so my knowledge of the Super Bowl is sky high right now.
You just followed it from other people's Twitters?
And then I got in a debate last night with my friends because I came home and I was talking about one of the commercials and they were like, no, that was a Dove commercial. I was like, I bet you anything it wasn't always the Like a Girl commercial.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, no, we know, we watched the game. I was like, I'm going to win this one. And I did.
Yeah, that was.
Boom.
And then I kicked their ass at beer pong, so it was a great night all around.
Sounds like a strong night.
It was.
It's a strong way to finish it, yeah.
It was.
Speaking of someone who I bet would kick some ass at beer pong, Major League Baseball legend Lenny Dykstra.
Man, I had no idea this is what this guy's life became.
Yeah, I knew he got arrested for Grand Theft Auto, but he also, in the midst of all that, there were six different incidents. One in 2009, three in 2010, and then two in 2011, where he would place ads on Craigslist requesting personal assistants or housekeepers. And when these women would arrive, he would inform them that also part of the job was to give him a massage. And at one point, he held a woman at knife point and forced her to give him a massage. I still don't get how, once the massage starts, you don't just get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
But
where
I don't
did he
know
keep the
knife? Yeah, too. I don't know the layout of
was
his
room.
Was he
just, like, holding the knife up, like, over
oh,
his shoulder?
Oh, that feels great. Yeah.
He also only got 3 months in jail, which is really disturbing to me. Because then they just let him back out. They're like, whatever. Here you
oh,
go.
Even better.
You learned your lesson.
Even better, those 3 months ran concurrent with his Grand Theft Auto sentence. So he didn't actually do 3 months. Because he was in for like 18 months for that. So they just like...
Oh, good.
He was ordered to stay away from 5 victims.
Oh, thanks for that order.
They didn't even say... It's the
future victims, well, though.
They don't even say all victims. They're like 5 of them.
There's just two that you're fine with. If you go threaten them with knives again, that's whatever.
Yeah, he was told not to solicit on Craigslist or social networking sites.
He was told, they
really,
gently.
Like, yeah, they
come on, Lenny.
Made him see the error of his ways right there.
Take it easy on the ladies.
You're certainly not allowed to create a new email address and log into those sites with that.
What site is this? The caption of the picture is just Lenny, period.
LA Weekly.
It's just that explains
Lenny.
It.
LA Weekly's on a first name basis. Lenny.
Lenny is a really creepy name in general. Like, your kid's never going to amount to anything named Lenny.
That's a blue collar name.
Yeah.
Well, now I sound awful. Thanks.
No,
well, I mean,
who cares?
It's like all I can think of is like Homer Simpson's friend.
Like Lenny Kravitz. Oh, so I think it still holds.
Lenny Kravitz. Lenny Kravitz is just a sentient scarf right now.
Yeah, right, like he's a scarf with legs. Yeah. Like,
how great was he singing about how he kissed a girl? It's like, no shit, you kissed a girl. Lenny
Kravitz,
you got Lisa Bonet pregnant. I know you've kissed a girl. That's not interesting coming from you. Shut the fuck up.
That reminds me, have you ever had that moment where you're looking at Lenny Kravitz and you're like, his name's Lenny? Like, that's
yeah. It's like Bob Marley. I always forget his name's
Bob. It's like, why?
You can't be named Bob.
Your name should be something like a wizard's name. Like, why is it Lenny?
Yeah.
Just to update everyone, I just texted Abe and Brendan, and we're going to see how quickly they arrive.
All right. I bet they were sleeping outside the door like they're trying to buy tickets to a Boston concert in 1973.
Brendan's on it. He texted, thanks.
Was Boston making albums in 73? I feel like that's
Yeah, they were.
Feel
maybe.
Like
More Than
up.
A Feeling?
That was like.
Is that that old? I thought it was like 75.
Yeah. I don't know. More Than a Feeling is always on every oldie station. If
yeah, for
More Than
reason.
A Feeling. It, no, it's awful.
No, you're wrong.
No, it's awful.
No.
It's there's so many good oldie songs and not More Than a Feeling.
More Than a Feeling.
It's on so much.
1976. It was all on the same album.
Oh, year I was born. God damn it, I'm the oldest person in this room by over a decade. Oh, thank you. A lot.
No, you're not that much older than me.
Abe Epperson.
No,
stay in. We wanted to talk to you more.
Sorry, guys.
Shut up. Get out of here. You're ruining everything.
Break a leg tonight.
Shut your mouth. What's happening tonight?
I don't know.
There's not even anything
are we doing
happening
tonight.
Just good,
it's not even a thing tonight.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Just tonight.
Break a leg.
In general, good luck with your life.
I think I'm going to start doing that
your
to people.
Task. Yeah.
Hey, break a leg tonight. Why?
Just say it to
do
him.
It.
Thank you.
Hey, man. Break a leg tonight.
What? With what?
No. Really. Break a leg.
It's like if somebody walking into Radio Shack. Break a leg.
For that to happen, I'd have to be walking out of Radio Shack,
right.
Which I did recently, and it was a very bad decision. I walked back an hour later and returned the shit I bought. Lenny Dykstra.
Lenny!
Is there
any... Period.
Period.
Lenny.
Is there anything...
Or at least italicize it.
Like, what else can you say about Lenny Dykstra? Do you think his ad said, hey, I'm MLB legend Lenny Dykstra. No need to worry about me. Come over and clean my house.
It's just such a weird thing to hold someone at knife point for to massage when there are so many massage places everywhere that are just cash.
Yeah.
Like
it has to be a
it's
thing.
It's not like that expensive to get a massage.
It has to be a thing where he like gets off on just wielding that kind of power.
Right. Like we're assuming
because he's
assuming
a
he's
creep.
Yeah, like we're assuming he's doing this. We're like thinking about like the financial reason he would do this. Not that expensive to
get make money.
He would force her to give him oral sex on Saturdays. That's so specific. What? He forced his housekeeper every don't come in on Saturdays, girl. You know what's gonna happen.
Right, you know what the deal is.
After like, blowjob
after
day.
Like the third Saturday, you're like, okay, this is a routine.
This is a
thing. Like this is like a schedule.
Gotta cough. The Saturday,
this is a box he checks off every Saturday. So
Tuesday, sure, I'll be there. No
right. Saturday, no. College football's on. I use a service to clean my apartment sometime, and it's called Handy. So I get to say I'm getting a handy right now. I can't be in my apartment. Thank you.
Wait, he lives with his ex-wife.
Sure, he does.
That's crazy. What? And what is she doing? Terry, get out of this situation.
He probably met her on Craigslist and just won't let her leave.
He's placed many knives around the house.
She's the sixth victim that he's still allowed
right,
to be around.
Yeah.
The other five, he married one, and the other five, they're like, okay, that was nice of you. Stay away from the other five.
Those are two people with just awful names.
Terry and Lenny.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they're staying together.
Yeah, that's why they're together. Because you know she's not up to any good.
Terri, that's terrible. Just bad.
Literally the beginning of terrible.
It's the first couple of letters of terrible.
Terry, if you're listening, get out of this situation.
Just run. He has a knife.
Yeah. He doesn't play baseball anymore. You can get away.
I feel like in like a year or two, TLC is going to have a show about them.
I hope so.
Oh, we all hope, I think.
Yeah. I would watch it. I'd pretend I don't.
They need to do like
I wouldn't. I'd be proud of the fact.
What's it, 30 for 30?
Oh, yeah, 30 for 30.
Oh, yeah, he's got to have
30
for 30. I was captivated by the Brian Bosworth story.
Yeah, the Brian Bosworth one's amazing.
Those mess you up, though. If you get... Oh, man.
Oh, the Bo Jackson one fucked me up.
Have you watched Len Bias?
No, I haven't.
Len Bias will break your month.
Did you see the one where... I can't remember their names. It was like two friends on the wrestling team, and one of them was like... blind and the other one had no legs or something, and they were just friends.
Did they wrestle together as one person?
They wrestled together.
Yeah. It was like, like Master Blaster.
Oh my god.
Thunderdome.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, I don't remember Foxcatcher like that.
But yeah. ESPN is too
wrestling
much.
Without legs is really difficult.
It's something
difficult.
Like that. I don't know. It's I just remember being emotional about it. Being like, and they had this woman that was like adopted both of them or something. I don't even know. It was a mess.
Well, of course, they form one superhuman.
Yeah. It was basically like two kids in a trench coat, but they were both like 300-pound men.
That's pretty great. Yeah, every one of those 30 for 30, even the ones that are about shit you wouldn't care about, are really great. The one about Wayne Gretzky getting traded.
Okay, I don't care about that. I love Wayne Gretzky.
That'll make you cry. Oh, well, yeah, that's because you like hockey, like a weirdo.
And I love Wayne Gretzky. He's, like, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like how they worked Pablo Escobar into one of these.
Oh, that one's great. The two Pablos. The two Pablos is really
Mike
great.
Mike Tyson and Tupac? I have not seen that one. One Night in Vegas?
Yeah, that one's good. It's about the night Tupac got killed.
Yeah, yeah.
I have not seen that.
After a Tyson fight.
So this is good podcast.
We're just going to go through and read.
We're
just going to quietly absorb the list of 30
quietly
for 30.
Quietly decide which 30 for 30 documentaries we're all going to go home and watch separately.
I want to turn all of these into porn parodies. Every single one.
Ghosts of Ole Miss, that writes itself.
That's the one I was looking at. That's perfect. Moss, that's perfect.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That kind of is perfect for a porn
right?
parody.
Slaying the Badger, there you go.
Bad Boys.
Bad Boys.
This is what they want. Oh, they're also good.
Playing for the Mob.
Anyway.
When the Garden Was Eden.
Of Miracles and Men. That is yet to air. Two. Yet to air.
I Ate Christian Leitner. Oh, I'm sorry. It's I Hate Christian Leitner.
Is there one called I Hate Christian Leitner?
It's coming out March Madness time.
Oh. Everyone hates Christian Leitner.
All right, let's talk about some Craigslist stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we're meandering.
We really got off track.
How about the minister? This woman was hired as
That's incredible.
Minister on Craigslist.
Wait, is a female minister?
Yeah.
Oh.
She shows up to marry this couple in Portland, and this couple had requested that their guests bring Home Depot gift cards as wedding gifts because they're trying to remodel their kitchen, which is actually kind of a good idea because that makes it way less hassle for everyone. They hired 75 to 100 guests at the end of the wedding.
They hired 75?
They invited 75.
They all had to show up in the same thing.
And then they robbed a Home Depot. Yeah. They invite 75 to 100 guests at the end of the wedding, 3 gift cards. So they're like, fuck, do we just have really cheap friends? Do we have to call 72 people and be like, what the fuck? Nah.
I'm going to need you to bring back some of that food.
The minister stole most of the gift cards, and they spotted her on surveillance camera a week later using them at a Home Depot. Praise Jesus.
Yep.
Maybe she needed
what
to remodel
her minister, kitchen. What is a female minister buying with that many Home Depot gift cards?
Fixing up her church.
Hulk.
Yeah.
Tiles, succulents,
some home storage items. You know.
Well, the thing is, you don't want to use your debit card or credit card at Home Depot, so you want to get the gift certificates because you never know who's going to swipe that. You know.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Home Depot's like
like with Target. Remember they had that big.
Oh yeah,
They were one of the stores that got.
That makes sense.
Like thousands of credit card numbers stolen or something.
So it was a practical crime. On her part. Like, it makes
I'm not
sense.
Too mad about this one. This one, I'm kind of like, you go, girl. You build stuff.
Yeah, this is the second one where the person got away with it partially. Like, they got to go spend what they stole.
And all the things I bring up on my column, until the very last one, everyone basically gets away. Like, Lenny Dykstra, like I said, he did his time while he was still in prison, so it barely counted. The day laborer, that guy got away and got to go to Vegas and...
Yeah.
Party for a bit.
You don't want to be in Vegas for too long anyways. Like 2-3 days is fine.
Yeah. You don't want to spend $180,000. I've never been to Vegas either.
Oh, it scares me.
I've been once in like 1996. It's been a while.
I've never been.
I was there for Christmas.
What?
I lost $400 for Christmas.
I don't like to gamble. See, that's why I don't think I would mind Vegas because I don't like gambling, so I don't think I would lose a ton of money.
I don't really like people or lights or noise. So it's like, why am I here?
Yeah.
What would I do?
Have no fun in Vegas.
I would drink.
Oh, okay. Well, you can certainly do that.
I would like sit at a slot machine and just wait for people to bring me drinks and then I would
not even blame
you. You can gamble the minimum amount,
To go to Vegas for that though.
That's a great point. But the drinks aren't free. Like in LA, I could lose $400 on a night of drinking just by drinking.
Yeah. Where?
At the wrong bar.
You have a fancy life.
No, you get what I mean. God damn it!
Yeah, it depends on where you go. Like,
I mean, I couldn't because it would cripple me financially. But I mean, in theory,
you could. Yeah,
it's not that hard.
The option is available to me.
Yeah. You need to get on like a unlimited drinks resort kind of situation. That's the
thing. Let's all go to Sandals. We should do a podcast at Sandals.
Yeah.
Let's go, guys. That'd be great. Yeah, Sandals. I almost went on. I used to work a telemarketing job, and I was just going to go to Sandals with a friend of mine. We were like, fuck it. It's cold. It's winter. Let's go to Sandals. And then he went back to prison.
What? So. Was it Lenny Dykstra?
It was Lenny Dykstra. Yeah, so this woman basically got away also. The last sentence of the story is that she was allowed to file her plea by mail from her new home in Washington. I'm sure at least partially renovated.
Part of
using
it
a shit ton of Home Depot gift cards.
By Home Depot gift cards.
And then she had to pay $1,500 in restitution and a $300 fine. Worth it, especially if she got some major home remodeling projects handled in the process.
So did that couple get the $15,000? Because now I want a minister to steal my gifts and then have to pay me money.
$1,500.
Oh, okay. I heard $15,000. I was like, that's a great deal.
Yeah,
I was like, this is an amazing deal.
There's no way this gift card's added up to that much money.
Yeah,
but even $1,500 doesn't... Like, now I'm kind of feeling like maybe her friends were kind of cheap.
Well, what was it? 70-odd people?
Kind of 75
to 100. Yeah, I bet they did have shit. What if there were just three and they just like railroaded this minister who just happened to be using a Home Depot gift card? They like tipped her with one and then they were like, you know what? Fuck our friends. We should have got more. Let's frame
this
minister.
This is brilliant.
Yeah, I feel like this is going
to
be like
a Vince Vaughn comedy.
Blow the lid off. This is our serial. Like we're about to blow the lid off this case.
Season two.
I don't think she did it.
That could be a good Craigslist crime for like our next episode when I'm in jail, is I use Craigslist to find people to frame for crimes that I'm committing. I guess that's what the guy in the inner tube kind
of
did.
Kind of.
Yeah, he just used it more as a diversion because they gave his description and then all these people are there.
That would be funny to put out an ad for. Okay,
is it one of these 10 people here? Nope.
I want you to stand on the street corner. I'm going to splash some of this blood on you.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Show up to this location with a gun covered in blood, and I'll pay you $20.
And just wait.
And
just
that's
wait.
Where I kill my wife earlier in the day. Mm-hmm. I'm not married, guys. It's okay.
This is hypothetical.
Hypothetical, yeah.
You have a girlfriend, though.
Yes.
But he's not going to kill his girlfriend. He's killing his wife.
Yeah. You'll wait till you're married.
Yeah. After I get those sweet Home Depot gift certificates.
I know how murder shows work. Hey, speaking of killing people and getting away with it, how crazy is this? A guy in Texas, of course, Ezekiel Gilbert, hired a woman on Craigslist at the rate of $150 an hour, thinking that there would be sex involved. And she showed up and was like, there is no sex involved. You are paying for my time. And he was like, nah, we're fucking. And she said, no, we're not. Left, went out to her driver, a guy named Christopher Perkins. Ezekiel Gilbert follows her out, confronts the driver, and he's like, no, we're leaving. You were just paying for her time. This guy shoots 4 times into the car, kills the woman, and is acquitted because in Texas, that's considered recovering stolen property. You can
murder somebody when you're recovering your stolen property?
Yes, you can in Texas.
There's the Vanity Fair article that I linked to in the column. Basically, the way the law is written, if you see someone about to spray graffiti on your property in Texas, you can shoot them. It covers nighttime mischief.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Nighttime.
I'm not okay with that.
Mischief.
That's like a new scent from the Kardashians or something, is what that sounds like. That's not.
And they have now set that precedent where this guy was like, hey, she owed me sex and she's trying to steal my money. So. I shot her.
But isn't paying for sex illegal?
Yeah, but
yeah.
So you're allowed to kill a drug dealer or someone who stole drugs from you?
Yeah.
If you own the drugs?
In Texas. You can kill literally anyone.
You can kill
Texas.
Anyone in Texas. Just
deep in the heart.
Texas and Florida, you can just shoot whoever the fuck you want to.
Yeah, that is so crazy to me that he was acquitted. Like, it went to trial? There's a jury?
He was just standing his ground, man.
Like, yeah, like a group of adults.
And the driver...
got together and were like, nah, this guy doesn't need to...
Like, I don't know how much stock you want to put in the driver's story, but he was like, all of my girls are just escorts. If I find out they're having sex, then I get really mad. Like, sure you do, buddy. But still...
Her name's Lenora, which is a pretty classy name.
Yeah, that's
true.
You know,
you go, girl. Yeah. It's not like Alexis or Candy, you know, like the ones you expect.
Yeah.
Lenora. It's kind of an odd name.
Yeah. You can't expect to have sex with Lenora the first night.
Right, like he should have known.
Lenora Frago. Or Frago. Who knows?
Yeah, the name kind of falls apart in the second half.
Yeah.
It's a very terrible name.
Yeah, it's very... It's.
I mean, that's why you should shoot someone. Not saying that, but...
Well, prostitutes, definitely.
All of them.
You want to go on a name. There's a book you can get, and it's like an astrology thing.
Oh, okay. Who to kill?
I don't think... Don't be harsh. I don't know what that means. So, yeah, this guy got away with it. Finally, there's one story where the guy doesn't get away. The guy who tried to get his wife raped. Jesus H.
Again.
Christ.
Again, not flagged and removed by Craigslist.
Yeah. This actually has happened a few times, and this is the only one that has a moderately not horrible ending. Still pretty fucking bad. But this guy, normally when this happens, it's like a revenge thing. This guy was still married. Like, he just really wanted someone to show up and rape his wife. Which is...
Yeah, two different guys.
He, posted an ad posing as her on Craigslist and then exchanged emails posing as her and, like, set up these specific times. And two different dudes showed up. On a Thursday, a guy shows up, knocks on the door, asks her name, and he says, I'm here for you. And then...
Like that.
Like, I'm sure he said it that way. And breaks in, chases her through the house. She gets a gun, and he grabs the weapon. It goes off. He flees. So they don't catch him, but... At least she fought the guy off before anything too crazy happened. Saturday, two fucking days later, another guy breaks in. And this time, she fires a shot and manages to subdue him and keep him at gunpoint until police arrive. And that's when they finally found out.
This chick's a badass. Plot.
Yeah.
One, she's a badass. Two, how is this not getting away with it? Like, two people did break into his
He got caught.
Yeah, I guess, but, like, he got away with it a fair amount, enough to, like, scare his wife. Shooting people.
It didn't work either time, but, yeah, he did.
And he got pretty far.
He got far enough to be like, let me try this again. And then 2 days
later. That is weird that his wife, like, comes at this guy with a gun, and he's like, nope, round two.
That's what's scary about Craigslist, is you don't know if it's a crime until the crime happened. It might just be a dude who wants to show up and, like Tom said, play with trains in the nude. Is that the one you said?
That guy.
But sometimes that guy might want to eat your liver also.
Yeah.
And you're not going to know until, like, the minute it happens.
He's not going to spring that mask of human flesh on you until, you know, you're already there about to play with the trains. And he's like, oh, by the way, I got to wear this thing. Don't even worry. Yeah. Just pretend I'm not even wearing the mask.
Now the fella who got shot and subdued, is he in legal trouble?
That's an interesting question.
That is an interesting question.
He was under the pretense that he was consensually raping someone, like a rape fantasy sort of thing. I listened to Dan Savage so I can talk at length about this in a positive and sex-friendly sort of way.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
You are making me uncomfortable.
You got it.
Like, that first guy definitely carried it too far. Like, he was like, even though the ad was like, no matter what happens, just force your way through it. It's going to really seem like I really don't want you to rape me, but please do it. When she runs and grabs the gun, like, it's like a real fucking gun. And he's like wrestling with her over it. It's like, no, this is not part of the game.
Yeah.
Like, he must.
And how bad is it, like...
It's weird who answers these ads. That's, like, what I keep coming back to. Because this morning I went on Craigslist because I was like, I want to see what's out there today. And there's awful, awful shit on there right now as we speak.
Yeah, there's so much.
And I actually put something on Twitter, and then I had somebody respond being like, don't answer Craigslist ads. I'm like, I know that. Who do you think I am? But I guess there are people. That's, like, the thing you forget is there are people that answer these.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was looking for an apartment here, we were going through all these different services, like PadMapper, I think, was one of them. And they just collate from all these different things, and they will pull listings from Craigslist. And fucking every single Craigslist ad that we called was a scam. Like every single one was one of those, yeah, just send us like a PayPal card for the first month rent, and then we'll leave the key in your mailbox. It's like, what?
Sure.
They're all like safe houses and drop houses for
Well, we looked into one of them. It was funny because we got hooked by one because my wife and I are incredibly naive. So we got hooked by one and was talking back and forth with this guy. We didn't send him any money because I'm not quite that dumb. But we were talking back and forth and he gave me the address of the house. And I was like, okay, well, this is while I was still in Virginia. And Alex Schmidt actually went out to look at the house for us. And he looks, oh, it's a nice little house. It's in a great, you know, little area. And then we looked at the information on the house. It belongs to a bank because it had defaulted to the bank when the woman who owned it died. So it's just like this house that's sitting there.
So they were just like...
Yeah, they just go around and look at different houses that are, I guess, vacant.
And just rent them up.
And just like build these scams around them, and it's all on fucking Craigslist.
I know what I'm doing this afternoon.
Right? Like you could probably...
listing some shit on Craigslist.
Yeah, you could trick like at least one person. Like one person would send you a money pack card for
the only
bucks.
Thing I've ever tried to do on Craigslist was sell a bike. And I lost the heart to do that because I have a friend, I think it might have been Alex Schmidt, tried to sell a bike on Craigslist and he had it locked up outside. And the person called and was like, oh, can I come look at the bike? And he had the address and they just came and stole a bike.
Yeah.
So I had mine locked up outside and I was like, well, I want to sell this bike, but I don't want that to happen. So I'm going to take it in my apartment. And the minute I got the bike in the apartment, one, I was like, fuck having a bike in my apartment. But two, I was like, I don't want some Craigslist stranger showing up at my apartment, knifing me in the kidney because they're that desperate that they need to steal a $50 bike. So I just gave it away.
I once, remember when everyone had a really great Guitar Hero and the Rock Band video game, like that 2 years where everyone had that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I was selling it, you know, at the end of that 2 years on Craigslist, and I was living in New York, and these two teenage black girls were the people buying it, and they showed up and they're like, I want to see that this works. So I ended up having to like play Guitar Hero with these two teenage girls that I had never met before, and we just like,
you know, it's a legitimate,
and I had to be friendly and nice and like,
yeah, that's a cool dude.
Wives
get their address, like, okay, I'm gonna need you to stand on this corner later so I can throw some blood on you, you know. In their defense, that's a legitimate.
Yeah, I know it was. I was like, fuck, they're right.
Because for all they know, you were the Craigslist schemer going to sell them some broken shit.
Yeah, why don't you just sell it on eBay? Then you just ship it.
Yeah, that's like where I sell everything that I've done.
I feel like you wanted those teens at your apartment that night.
Oh, yeah.
He was just lonely, wanted somebody to hang out with. Nobody wants to play rugby.
Well, yeah, well, part of the requirements of emailing me when I say, like, you know, send me an offer, also ASL.
Maybe you were the one who was like, maybe we should check if this works. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just hang out. I have
you guys
want to
play Boston?
I mean, I was about to order some pizza. I got some chips and sodas. You guys want to hang out?
It is Craigslist after all.
Yeah. Like partway through some like Rage Against the Machine song. You're like, you guys want to go see a movie?
Should we do comments, Brett?
I guess.
Did you say I guess? You know, it's a big world out there. It's easy to feel like the things you say don't matter. I want you to know that's not true.
No.
The segment is called Your Voice Matters, where we read your stupid fucking comments from the past couple shows and respond to them personally. Fade it out. So we have voicemails, right?
Yes.
We have apparently a really interesting one. Which one are we going to listen to first, though?
Let's do that one. How about that?
Okay.
I'm going to cut it off in the middle because it's very long.
Hello, Mr. Brown and crew. My name is Nick. My problem is weird. I have a landlord that gave me 30 days to vacate because my family is not Christian.
Okay.
He put different reasons on that 30 days to vacate, but I'm poor. So according to the public assistant lawyer that I can get, we didn't violate any of those things. It's just so...
Okay. He goes on. So he wants to know if we have any help for him and if there are any ways that he can get revenge on him should he be evicted.
First of all, I think one of the key components to a successful revenge plot is not going on a podcast and planning it in open public. So, no. I don't have revenge ideas. I mean, I have some.
I can't remember.
Don't get me wrong. I have some. But it's in your best interest that we not discuss them.
It seems like you're going down the right road with the public assistant who agrees with you that he doesn't have any ground to do it. Then you should follow through with the public defendant, public assistant there.
Yeah, can't you
sue
will that
ass?
Guy take the case? If not, I don't know, man. Post it on Reddit. Like, can you prove that that person is kicking you out for that reason? Like, I'd like to know that. I mean, I don't doubt it. I totally fucking...
But Reddit's actually kind of a good idea because it seems like if you post it there, it might get big on there, which means it might be on Facebook and Huffington Post the next day, and then maybe the Today Show and a few days later. And then you, Al Roker, Savannah Guthrie, chumming it up in New York City under the bright lights. Emma Stone in Cabaret in Studio 54. Yes, sir, we made it. We made it after all. I can see the Statue of Liberty from here.
That's the best revenge.
That's the best revenge.
Living well is the best revenge.
We're going to go to New York and then travel back in time.
Do you have a token for the subway?
Yeah, just do that.
Yeah, I feel like he's leaving something out.
Yeah, I think I would need more detail.
Like
it seems like he lives in a Midwestern state, and his child told the child of the landlord, "Hey, our family is atheists."
Oh,
and then the landlord is like trying to evict them because he's not Christian.
Okay, I was wondering if it was like not Christian, or it was specifically because like the landlord like walked by and they were slitting the throat of a goat or something.
Doesn't sound like it, no.
Oh, have you considered Jesus Christ as your savior?
Oh, yeah. Why don't you just become Christian? Why don't you just accept the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost?
Just say you are and then
He wants to evict us because we're waiting for the blood moon. He doesn't respect our
Seems like going through the law or trying to get as much sort of interest in it as possible.
Yeah, you need some kind of proof that's why it's happening, which will be hard.
Well,
to come
at the very all you really need to do is prove that he's wrong about what he's saying. Everything you agreed to should be in the lease, and if your public assistant lawyer or whatever your legal representation is like, he's totally trying to screw you over, then I just do whatever he says.
Yeah. Sophia, fix this guy's life. You have 15 seconds.
Leave your wife and family, get in an inner tube, float down the river with $400,000.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
That's a good point.
Order a party sub and eat the entire thing.
I'm being evicted, but I have a party sub.
You know what? I got the sandwich.
You could float down the river on the party sub.
Right.
And it'll go down faster if you get the bread wet. It's a competitive eating thing.
It's a competitive eating secret. It's how Joey Chestnut eats all them hot dogs.
We have another voicemail, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So I got a call because I called last time, and I apparently Nostradamus my ass into knowing that somebody was at a risk of throwing up. I'm still working the shitty job in Michigan, and I have not tried Stand-Up yet because I like having health insurance. Yeah, I'm going with that. But I got a Nostradamus some shit. Super Bowl is in 2 days from today.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's listen to this genius.
Let's soak in.
Let's hear it.
Or so I'm told. And so I'm gonna make a prediction here.
Okay.
Whichever team everybody expects to win, and I don't know who's playing in the Super Bowl, I don't care.
Patriots.
They're gonna win by 13 points in single overtime. Why the fuck not?
No.
Okay.
None of that happened.
You were utterly wrong.
Sir, I'm sure you tweet about sports ball and how you're above everyone else. It doesn't work. You sound like an ass. It's impossible to win an overtime game by 13 points. That's not the rules of the game.
Yeah,
that would be...
The game was essentially a pick 'em. No one was favored.
Yeah, there was like a 1 point spread. Yeah.
You're not cool for not liking sports.
That happens. Yeah, that happens so much.
It happens.
Sports ball.
I kind of feel that way for everything, unless like you're in a conversation about a thing, and then you have to say, "Well, I don't really like it." And that's not my thing.
Yeah.
Like if you just come out and say, "I don't like this thing," like who the fuck cares?
Yeah. I don't call your podcast about Warhammer and misquote the rules of Warhammer.
Like if you don't like it, fine. But it's like you're not like courageous by coming out and saying,
"Yeah."
There's plenty of fucking
which is my column every week, basically. But
yeah,
I don't care. That's why I do it.
Right? Yeah.
It's fine. So that fucking guy.
Congratulations on your health insurance.
Yeah.
I hope you get a kidney disease.
Yeah. I have health insurance too, pal. Cracked.
I don't.
You're not special.
Well, I pay for it.
Cracked gives me and Tom health insurance.
Yeah.
And then...
So this side of the room, we're doing okay.
Sophia and Brett are on me and Tom's health insurance policies.
I am independent.
Yeah, Tom, can I, or Adam, can I be adopted by you?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's what you want.
No.
No.
No, 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 wait, wait, wait. I'm married, so my wife and I can adopt you.
It'll like a, that actually sounds like a much better idea.
Yeah, it'll be like a super, I think we get it.
And Tom's wife loves Sucker Punch.
Yeah, she does.
I haven't seen it.
Sophia,
but I'm not going to call a podcast and be like, oh, right, Sucker Punch. You know that movie that's about anything other than what happens in Sucker Punch?
I don't like it.
Sophia, have you ever seen Sucker Punch?
No, I haven't. Also, I just forgot it was a movie before you guys talked about that, and you just announced that his wife likes Sucker Punch, and I was like, that's odd that you know that.
Well, they met on Craigslist.
I need somebody to watch Sucker Punch with me, and she responded to the ad.
Let's get to some textual comments.
Yeah, let's read some comments.
Man, John Utah is just...
Nezi Buali says, no worries, Adam. You pronounced my name just fine. Haha, that's why I was more confident about it this week. He says, at least now you kind of know three words in Arabic. Next word for you is batata, which you may have guessed means potato. Why potato? Like, why?
Why would I have guessed that?
Why do you go potato first? Of all the words I want to know in Arabic...
Is there a context clue that would inform us that that word was potato? No, potato would not have been the first thing that came to my mind. But
really? I mean, it sounds
batata. Kind of...
Yeah, it looks kind of like potato.
I mean, now that I know it
means
potato.
Let's call the whole thing off, guys.
Now that I know it means potato, sure, but just on its own, maybe it's a bat.
Oh, you're one of those, I don't even speak Arabic kind of guys, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like when everyone else is in the room speaking Arabic, you're like, I don't even do it.
Wait a minute. Okay. Can we talk about the comment right above it? Is Ryan Adams the one with the sea urchin hair that broke Ashley Simpson?
Yeah, yeah. I actually had that one next. And no, it's sassy not. Baskets. That is Pete Wentz. Thank you very much.
Two totally different dudes.
But didn't she also date Ryan Cabrera that had the sea urchin hair?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And also, Ryan Cabrera has a great thigh tattoo of, or calf tattoo of Ryan Gosling. Fun fact, everyone.
That is pretty great.
That's...
I was ready for Ryan Cabrera to be brought up. I was so ready.
You are up on your Ryan.
Wow, he does have...
I told you. Totally
that is a really great tattoo.
He totally does. Even...
And he has sea urchin hair.
Oh, yeah, so it's him. It's not even Pete Wentz.
She likes sea urchin hair. Girl's got a type.
Who is this guy?
Yeah, I don't even know who he is.
He sang like one song, I feel like, and then was maybe dating...
And then he started making that face, and people were like, we don't like this guy.
He opened for Cheap Trick and Third Eye Blind? What?
Come on!
No!
Well, what year?
Because he in... He wasn't
well,
in
that's
making...
when he was in the band Rubik's Groove.
Ew.
Oh, Rubik's just, Groove.
Ew.
That's listening to White Dave Boy Matthews Funk. Band influenced Rubik's him Groove. To play acoustic guitar.
He looks like Ashley Angel.
Oh my
from
god.
O-Town.
I forgot about him. He had a TV show for a long time.
Brett is such a huge O-Town fan.
I love Ashley Angel.
Jacob, the bad boy.
I was more into Eden's crush.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That was that show.
What indeed?
That show was on before making the band.
What indeed?
And it was the first band Nicole Scherzinger was in.
Ooh.
So.
Oh, I feel embarrassed.
Little PCD history for everyone there. You're welcome. Eric Tully asks, so is there any explanation as to why Vanessa is trolleyed? Does that mean drunk?
What?
Is it just because she didn't get drunk the other night, or did she just decide to hit it early? I guess I could have explained that on the last podcast. One of the guests, Vanessa Gritton, super hammered on the show. And that's because I asked her to. She's not just like super...
That's not just how she conducts
She's
herself.
Not just super irresponsible. I am. So she was my designated driver when we did the Performing Under the Influence show where everyone got super drunk. So then when we came on here to talk about it, I said, hey, how about you be the only one drunk and we'll just all be sober? And that's how that podcast unfolded.
It did. It unfolded. A lot of people really liked last week's podcast.
It unraveled.
Same time, right? So that's dark, being drunk at 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
Alex Schmidt it's approached sad. Me in person yeah. and said it was one of his favorites.
That's a hard day. That's a difficult day.
But it wasn't like she was drinking to because she was sad. It
right. Was just... you, she was drinking because you forced her to.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is
Lenny!
I posted a thing on Craigslist.
Yeah, right.
And it was weird that she replied, but worked out. here's a comment from Joshua, not Josh. Okay, Josh. He says, I have worked in the hardwood industry since I was 9.
What?
17 now.
That's illegal. You can't work. I think he's lying. You can't work when you're that young.
What have you been doing for the hardwood industry since the age of nine?
Is this like him talking about masturbating?
I think so. Because, yeah, if I read the rest correctly, then yes. And thoroughly enjoying sleeping on hardwood floors. In addition to it working wonders on your posture.
Probably not.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no. I would never.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's also related to the podcast last week. Someone had to sleep on my hardwood floors after that night. And I said if I had woken up on my own hardwood floors, I'd burn my apartment down. Because that's my fucking place. I'm not sleeping on the floor. I don't care who's in what kind of state. In the last comment I have, Juan Carlos Gutierrez says, can't wait for the Unpopular Opinion Valentine's Day special. Wait, what? Tom, are we going to do that radio thing finally?
If you want.
We're still, we don't have enough time, I don't think. We got to do it. When are we going to do it?
St. Patrick's Day, I guess. We just keep pushing it back.
Yeah, we've been meaning to do
next Halloween.
Old-timey radio play for one of the Unpops episodes.
I had like half of it written.
Yeah, Tom had one part of one written. I started one around Christmas that would have been like an old-timey radio adaptation of Silent Night, Deadly Night, which, holy shit, is that a brutal movie.
It is. It's really strange. It's oof. Only like the last 20 minutes are about a guy in a Santa suit murdering people. Like the first part of it is like this really crushing psychological horror story about this kid who's like mom gets raped to death in front of him, and then he goes and lives in an orphanage where he also gets like sexually
it actually
abused.
The weekend it came out, I think it outperformed Nightmare on Elm Street, but they pulled it from theaters.
Yeah, it got pulled
because like, it was so fucking
it's
a good movie though.
You couldn't even find it on video for a very long time.
Yeah, but now the internet,
I had to hellhole. Like a couple of years ago before they would put all of the sequels out, but not the first movie. Like, so you couldn't even get like the first movie, not even on DVD, so you had to find like a pirated copy of it. But now it's out. You can buy the 2-pack of the first and second one, and the second one is also worth watching.
Yeah, it's a rough movie.
If for nothing else than the...
Goddamn.
What is the line? Laundry Day, I think is what he says. In part two.
What's wrong, Brett?
What are we talking about?
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
I know that, but like why?
All right, let's get the fuck out of here, okay. I guess. Sophia, do you have anything to plug?
Oh, no, I don't do anything with my life.
Okay, cool. People should follow you on Twitter, right?
Oh, they definitely. I mean, that's a choice they can make.
That is a thing they can decide to do.
Yeah, it's at the number one follower, no dad. They can enter that world for themselves if they want. I'm trepidatious about it because I feel like, oh, God, that's a path. That's a journey.
Follow Sophia on Twitter, everybody. Brett Rader, are you...
Listen to this podcast, which you already are. Listen to the Cracked podcast. We had an episode this week featuring one, Tom Ryman, about how everyone on the internet is really mean and how all the time when they comment, they're really mean. And so far, all the comments are really, really mean.
Like who thought?
It is amazing experiment. Also, I'm on a podcast called There Will Be Spoilers on Monday, whatever next Monday is, the 9th. It's
you are
Matt Fondelier from The Adam Carolla Show, his podcast. Anyways, I'm on that one. And follow me on Twitter, Brett Rader. Hi, goodbye.
You are not plugging another podcast on my fucking podcast. You
plugged two ones.
Motherfucker. Tom?
Nothing. Just Cracked. I think I have a video coming up this week if it doesn't get moved.
Just read Cracked.
Just read the website. It keeps
me and Tom working.
It keeps us.
Tom has a video coming up.
I do.
And I have the Unpopular Opinion Live Show February 17th is a weird one. I think people can go. It's like a showcase thing. It's out of my hands. I'll be there, though. But then there's Unpopular Opinion Live Show on March 17th that Sophie and Tom are at. So make sure you come to that shit.
It's going
to
be great.
Yeah, Tom's doing stand-up for the first time.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about staples. It's going to be a big hit.
And then I'm going to hire 10 people dressed exactly like Tom on Craigslist to just stand on stage with him.
The store.
It'll be like when MIA performed at the Super Bowl, and there were like 15 people dressed exactly like her in the background.
Tom, are you going to talk about the store, or like the binding device?
The store.
Okay.
The store staples.
So do that. Call the voicemail 505-3-UN-POPS. That's 505-386-7677. And buy some shirts at society6.com/unpops. I know you're not. I made $4 last month, but it's fine. I don't need your money. All right. Sophia, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Brett, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Tom.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody. We love you.